From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Virginia Tech's on lockdown while police search for a gunman who killed a police officer and another person a few hours ago following a traffic stop on the campus. University spokesman Mark Ozarski is heard on WDBJ television.
As of right now, the status of the shooter is unknown. We're asking the campus community to stay, to shelter in place, to stay indoors, to secure themselves. And we're asking for no visitors, for no one to come onto campus.
Virginia Tech was the site of an unprecedented mass shooting in 2007 in which 33 people lost their lives. NPR Cheryl Corley reports that as a result of that tragedy and intense public scrutiny, Virginia Tech swiftly implemented new emergency procedures.
When authorities get word of trouble on Virginia Tech's campus, the emergency response kicks into place if needed. Sirens begin to wail and students, faculty, and staff start receiving warnings by phone, email, and text messages telling them to lock themselves indoors. Alerts are also posted on the university's website and Twitter accounts. Virginia Tech was fined more than $50,000 by the U.S. Department of Education for its response to the 2007 shooting, which left 33 dead and several others wounded on campus. Following that rampage, the school revamped its emergency alert system to include other ways to warn students besides email. The school was appealing the fine related to the 2007 incident today. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
Jerry Sandusky is now out of jail. He posted bail on new child sexual abuse charges. In all, he now faces more than 50 charges. Two more alleged victims accuse the former Penn State coach of molesting them as boys, whom he'd met through a charity he founded for troubled youth. Sandusky maintains he did nothing wrong. The European Central Bank today announced greater lending capability to European banks. They also said they would not help out the governments in trouble, as NPR's Zoe Chase reports.
Central Bank President Mario Draghi was at his draggiest. Acerbic, skeptical, reserved. This is the MO of the ECB. You think we're going to jump into the breach and save the European economy? Think again. It's on you, governments.
We have a treaty which says no monetary financing to governments.
The European Union treaty forbids direct central bank lending to governments. There had been hope that in light of negotiations over a new EU treaty, the ECB today would commit to financing the indebted governments anyway, as they did to the banks. Zoe Chase, NPR News, New York.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 166 points at 12,030, NASDAQ off 42 at 2607, the S&P 500 down 23 points, it's at 1238, all the major indexes down more than 1%. You're listening to NPR News. Senate Republicans apparently holding to their threat to block any nominee to the relatively new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau until it's been restructured. Today, they rejected the nomination of former Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray. In a report released today, the Committee to Protect Journalists says Iran jails more journalists than any other country. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that China, Syria, and Turkey also have large numbers of journalists in jail.
The annual CPJ survey finds that worldwide, the number of jailed journalists is up 20% to its highest level since the mid-1990s. For the first time in a decade, China is not at the head of the list. Iran is, with 42 imprisoned journalists. The report says since the controversial Iranian elections of 2009, there's been a revolving door of journalists passing through the judicial system. An exiled Iranian journalist is quoted as describing the chilling effect the policy has on the media. The New York-based CPJ also found what it called an alarming number of journalists being held without charge or due process around the world. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
NATO fuel tankers have been attacked near Quetta in southwestern Pakistan. So far, no word of casualties. Local police say assailants fired rockets at the tanker, setting at least 10 of them on fire. This was the first such attack since Pakistan closed a NATO supply route to troops in neighboring Afghanistan to protest a NATO airstrike last month. 24 Pakistani soldiers were killed. The Dow is down 163 points. It's at 12,033. You're listening to NPR News.